So we have a resistance to use a material that had been used before. So this concept, like, we have to work on to prove for them that the waste material is actually a new material.
Hi, I'm Clément Boisselier.
And I'm Fabiola Tassi.
Welcome to the Road to Net Zero,
Aecon Sustainability Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Road to Net Zero, your go-to podcast for exploring the latest trend and advancement in sustainable construction. Today, we're setting sight on a topic very important for the future of the construction industry, too often seen as the elephant in the room. Today, the built environment makes up about 40% of global greenhouse gas emissions. This includes the emission related to construction, but also required to heat the building and maintenance. The main contributor to these emissions, cement. If you've listened to our previous episodes, particularly I think episode 2 and 6, you'll have concrete evidence that cement makes up about 8% of global GHG emissions alone. Although cement and concrete make a good foundation, you guys don't have to laugh altogether, the industry has been seeking options to substitute cement to reduce the carbon footprint of our main building material, concrete.
Exactly, Clément. Reducing embodied carbon in our construction projects is a topic that is not only extremely important to our company, Aecon, but also to our clients who are looking to reduce their indirect emissions. It's an area where we've witnessed remarkable progress, and it continues to be a driving force for change, particularly in key sectors like cement alternatives and aggregate industries, concrete recycling, and circular economies.
That's right, Fabiola. Today, we have the privilege of hosting a distinguished guest who has dedicated their whole career to advancing the cause of sustainability in construction. Joining us today is Dr. Ahmed Suleiman. Professor Suleiman is a true authority in the field of green and smart construction materials. He's an associate professor at the Building, Civil, and Environmental Engineering Department at the Gina Cody School of Engineering at Concordia University, and is a licensed professional engineer in Ontario.
Dr. Suleiman holds a PhD from Western University and a Master's in Science from Ain Shams University, located in Cairo in Egypt. In this episode, we'll delve into the transformative potential of sustainable construction practices and discuss the innovative solutions that Professor Suleiman has been pioneering. Aecon is proud to partner with the Building, Civil, and Environmental Engineering Department from Concordia University to continue pushing the boundaries of sustainable construction and driving research in this field.
Professor Suleiman, welcome.
Hi, Clément. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Thank you for being here today. So let's kick things off by delving a little bit into sustainability and the decarbonization of construction material. So you've been at the forefront of this effort pretty much your whole career. Can you give us maybe an overview of what sustainability means in the context of construction, and particularly in the cement and aggregate industries?
Sustainability is a wide topic, and if we just focus in the construction field, we can say simply that we try to reduce its environmental impact. And there are several methods had been adopted and explored over the previous decades. For example, using renewable and reused material, reducing the embodied carbon in the construction material, reduce type of building material that will increase the energy efficiency in the building and consequently reducing the operational energy, reduce on-site wastes. And beside all of that, we try during the construction and even after to reduce the disturbance for the environment. And as you gave a good example at the beginning, talking about cement as one of the main contributors to carbon emission. Nowadays, we try to work with cement and reduce the carbon footprint from the beginning, from the manufacturing process itself, by shifting from the fossil fuel and try to use alternative fuel like biomass, natural gas, hydrogen. And even nowadays, we try to electrify the process itself. And this will significantly reduce the carbon emission of cement. On the other hand, during the manufacture itself. You know, nowadays we have a new type of cement coming, which we call LC3 or lime calcinated clay cement. And this in this type, we replace 50% of the clinker, which is the main product and the high energy intensive. With this clinker, we usually produce it at 1500 degree. We replace 50% of it with calcinated clay, limestone, and other ingredients. Therefore, we are going to cut approximately the carbon emission, not with 50%, but at least will be for sure less than the existing cement. Another options that we try to use localized local material for example, the construction and demolished waste. This one we try to recycle and save our natural resources. The saving the transportation, reducing the amount of demand to move this material from one place to another, all this will add up and will reduce the carbon emission. So in general, we can say that there are different methods that we try now to do it or to change the way that we produce our construction material, focusing on the production process itself.
That is fascinating, very interesting. And it's even more important for Aecon, a construction firm, where we have to deal with a steadily increasing number of requests from our clients asking us to adapt our practices and materials to reduce our carbon footprint. Professor Solomon, let me ask you this question. Recycling and circular economies have also gained prominence in recent years. How do those two elements contribute to sustainability in construction?
Okay, this will take us to the main idea about sustainability. We can say the sustainability, the main definition, to meet our needs without compromising the next generation ability to meet their needs. And one of the main driving force for any economy will be the raw material. So now, if we focus on using the raw material and using it extensively and not in a wise way, we are going to reduce the potential for the next generation to find anything to build their houses and meet their needs. So focusing on using and recycling different kinds of wastes, either construction waste or industrial waste, in a way that we save our natural resources, applying the concept of zero waste, and therefore we are closing the circle. Honestly, we have to think about waste in different way, not just like talking about waste as a waste material. No, waste actually is a new material with a new potential, with new properties. And our role here as a researcher, how to adapt this new material to our needs instead of focusing on using a natural material. Also, another thing that we can think about it from a structural point or for sustainability, from the design stage itself. If we think about the end point or end life point for structure, for the elements or component of this structure and the material itself, the end life for each one is actually different than the other. For the structure, when you come to the end life, you can just go take the component, deconstruct, and start using these beams, walls, to use it in constructing another building or using differently in low-grade application. When this element reached the end of its life, simply you can crush it, take this aggregate or concrete aggregate at this time, and try to use it in other application for base or sub-base rows or mix it with bitumen. So based on that, you are going to extend the service life for this material and you will reduce the amount of waste. At the same time, you reduce the demand on the natural material.
And I can tell you one thing is that the construction industry creates an important amount of waste. And after having the very unique opportunity to visit Dr. Solomon's lab, I can attest that there's a wide range of possibilities to create new construction materials. But that only if we stop seeing waste as waste, and instead we start seeing it as an opportunity to generate new materials. So now that we kind of touched on what are the possibilities and how can we work with the principles of circular economy to reduce the carbon footprint of our buildings and what we built, I'd like to touch on what are some specific strategies innovations or new technologies that are helping the development of greener concrete. So maybe, Professor Suleiman, can you tell us a little bit more about some of these innovations that you believe could make a wave in the industry?
Okay. So green concrete actually is a gray concrete. It's not the matter of color. It's the matter of the concept, how we design the concrete itself. Therefore, if we start from the beginning, from selecting the material or the composition or the recipe of your concrete, so starting by using low carbon cement or use alternative cement, like nowadays we have alkali activated material, geopolymer is actually booming material, LC3, as we mentioned, all this will help in reducing the amount of cement or our demand for this cement. At the same time, when you make the design, try to replace as much as you can from this cement by supplement cementitious material. And nowadays, we have a variety of supplement cementitious material that are available in the market that can be used to replace the cement. Going from this part nowadays, also we have new technology, for example, MOFs or metal organic frames and nanoparticles that we actually use it to sequestrate the carbon dioxide. And this will increase the amount of carbon going back inside the concrete itself. We have carbon curing, where you cure the concrete, so you consume and capture the carbon dioxide in the microstructure of your concrete. And all of that will result in having even like negative carbon concrete. This from the material side. If we go from the manufacturing side itself, we have nowadays new technology. We call it like additive manufacturing, or it's well known as 3D printing concrete. At this time, like it's similar that you are printing your house. It's very easy. It's different than the conventional one, that it's all electrified, computerized, which give you flexibility and reduce the amount, the equipment, the labor demand. All of this will add on to reduce the carbon in your concrete, and consequently, we can consider it as green concrete. The new feature that we added nowadays to enhance this type of 3D printing by adding different isolating material, keeping gap in the walls itself. All this will result in higher build, energy efficient building, and consequently will reduce operational energy. From the point of extending the surface life, nowadays we have self-healing concrete, or we can buy concrete, and this one will help to extend the surface life by healing the cracks. As we are talking nowadays about artificial intelligence, we are now working also on something called like self-sensing concrete. So you can monitor your concrete, you can connect it with or link it with artificial intelligence to have these small kind of smart buildings.
It's amazing to see how these technologies are changing that landscape of construction materials, as well as increasing the quality and the climate change resilience of what we build. As we wrap up already, all good things come to an end, I suppose. Professor Suleiman, what do you see as the most significant challenges and opportunities in the future of sustainable construction? And what is the importance of collaboration between researchers and industry leaders?
Okay, that's a very critical question. Actually, like if we talk about like to have any technology, which we call it hard technology, to go from the lab to be used, it will take about 20 to 40 years, but it's different than the soft technology for sure. But we don't have time, actually. We don't have time to wait for 20 to 40 years. So let's go from the first resistance that you are going to face will be the community itself, to accept the idea, to move out from the comfort zone to the zone where they are going to try new things that they never used it before, or something that they don't have any experience with. So we have a resistance from the community to use a material, which we call it reused or recycled or had been used before. So this concept, like, we have to work on to prove for them that the waste material is actually a new material, as I explained before. The other thing from the governmental body and regulation, regulating institutes, That's the point. We don't have standards. We don't have guidelines up to now. And one of the main reasons why, not because we don't work, no, we don't have real data that will be enough to have like the guideline and the standard. That's put us to the most important point where collaboration with industrial partner. Yes, for sure, financial contribution is very important, but it's not enough. Like, we need also to gain the experience from them, how they see the from their point, from the practical point of view, the future for this material. So we have the opportunity to work with Econ on a number of projects, and this will help us to generate new data, especially when we talk about like this zero cement smart concrete or this eco-friendly cladding and facade for buildings, new high isolating material. All this will add up to improve the properties of our building, will add up to increase the sustainability in the construction field, and for sure will meet the needs to decarbonize and meet the governmental goal for zero or net zero carbon by 2050.
Thank you so very much, Professor Ahmed Solomon. Thank you for sharing your profound insight. Thank you for sharing your expertise in the realm of green and smart construction materials. Your dedication to sustainability is truly inspiring and holds the potential to shape an eco-friendlier future in the construction industry. Your work, your knowledge are instrumental in addressing environmental challenges while creating a more sustainable and resilient world, a world where we all dream of living. As we discussed, decarbonizing the construction industry will require important efforts on the construction materials front. By joining forces with Concordia University and with Professor Solomon to support research projects in this realm, ACON wants to reiterate its role as a leader in sustainable construction. Some exciting announcements will be published very soon, particularly many low-carbon construction material pilot projects. Please stay alert for an announcement shortly.
To our listeners, we appreciate your company on this enlightening episode of The Road to Net Zero. You now have a concrete idea of how ACON engages in the journey of researching and developing sustainable construction material and pave the way to net zero construction. Thank you for bearing with my concrete-related puns. Stay tuned for more captivating discussions on sustainable construction practices. Thank you, and see you next time.